If you're an EMIS user, do you want to save yourself an hour and a half a day? That's right, time is really precious. And in this video, we're going to share with you a product that's going to help you basically save loads and loads of time. It's shared with us by a group called RoboDocs with Dr. Natalie Martin, and basically solves a problem that's unique to EMIS and hopefully will mean that your life is so much easier. Check out the information at info@robodocs.co.uk, and let's get straight to that video that shows you everything you need to know. Let's tech enhance your primary care and learning.
So, GP learners, we're joined by Dr. Nat Martin, and she's going to talk us through this lovely new product and show us how hopefully you can save a lot more time using EMIS. And you will for me, but take it away, Nat. Tell us about yourself, first of all.
Hi, so I'm Nat Martin. I'm a GP partner at a 15,000 patient practice in East Yorkshire.
And so you've been showing me this kind of tool that you've got to use in EMIS, which I appreciate. When you had to explain to me, you had to explain the problem, because it seems like this is not a problem for System One users, but an absolute nightmare for EMIS users.
Yeah. So the functionality on EMIS for signing scripts means that you have to sign each script individually, and each individual signing requires multiple button clicks and scrolling. So for us, on a Monday, for example, we have 500 prescriptions to sign. So that's a lot of GP time. So on a Monday, it takes us at least 2 hours to go through and manually sign them ourselves. So I was signing scripts one evening at home, because rarely do we have chance to sign them in the day, given the length of time they're taking. And moaning to this, about this to my husband, whose background is IT, and he mentioned about automation. So that's something we put our heads together and discussed, and then we decided that we would automate the like monotonous button clicking process using some industry standard technology and my husband's programming skills, and it kind of went from there.
Okay. So as I said, this sounds like a slightly foreign concept for me, because I know when I try and sign my EPS scripts, it's literally just select, do the kind of query bit, you know, the complicated bit, get them all ready to go, and then select and then sign, and then that should be it theoretically.
Yeah.
Quick browse just to make sure the meds are suitable and sensible and stuff. It sounds like it's a lot more complicated. Probably worthwhile if we show everyone what it does and how it works and stuff. Is that going to be sensible?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So basically, I'll just give you a bit of background on how it works, and then I'll show the demo video. It basically emulates the actions of a GP, so the actions that a GP would normally take in signing the repeat prescriptions on EMIS. So the prescriptions have already been assessed as suitable by a clinician at the point that they were added to the patient's repeat list, and the automation just uses its capabilities to recognise buttons and prompts on the screen and reacts to them in a standardised way, just to mimic what a GP would do usually. The good thing about the automation is that it doesn't get bored, it doesn't make human errors, and it's a lot cheaper than a GP. I'll run the demo. Okay. So what you can see. So this is the familiar EMIS Web awaiting signing screen. So then it's launching the signer. And it's choosing some options. And then it asks for your user PIN. And then after that, everything you're seeing now is automated. So this is what a user would usually be doing, but this is done entirely by the automation software. So you can just leave it be to do this itself. And what it will do is it will beep at you for occasional action. So for example, if someone's methotrexate has been requested earlier, it'll beep at you to get you to manually authorize that. And if you've had the option put on to pause for the DMARD drugs, it'll beep at you then so you can check the DMARD drugs are appropriate. You have the option to pause it using Alt-P or turn it off using Alt-Q. And it will just go through and sign all your scripts for you. And you can then get on with other tasks, do your tests and bloods using another computer, or whatever else you want to do. Sometimes I run it in meetings, sometimes I run it while I'm cooking dinner on an evening, but basically it's saving me a lot of time.
Awesome. So you mentioned obviously it's kind of going on in the background and stuff, but it still allows you to do other things. With how have you found this changing things for you in practice?
Okay, so it's just freeing me up and saving me time in that now I can run this signer on a computer at work. It just does its own thing and the script's assigned. And that time I can now spend clearing my tasks and bloods. So whereas before I would have to do all the signing, script signing, and then I'd come home and have to start my tasks and bloods because they'd not got done in the day. Now it's freeing that hour and a half to 2 hours up so I can get all my other stuff done, or I can have a practice meeting. Basically you can do anything you would have usually done as a clinician in that space of time.
Yeah, like maybe have lunch. We'll go to Lou as well.
Yeah, like
we'll go home early.
Have lunch. Yeah, like seriously, have lunch, get a drink, feel a bit more human.
So it sounds like it's really going to save time in terms of using the auto nat and stuff. So if people were interested in looking at this, what's the kind of onboarding process like in terms of, you know, getting it from you guys onto the computers and using it and stuff? How would you describe right. that?
Yeah, so it's pretty simple, really. The process is you tell us, yay, we would like this. We send you out an order form. You fill in your practice details. It gets some information about the way your EMIS looks at the top for your practice name. Get that back to us. Then we send you a link to download the software and a licensing file. And in some areas, that will be the end of it. You'll get it on your computer. You can run it straight away, no problem. In some areas, it is that your IT needs to put it on for you. And once again, a bit of variability. So some IT providers, no questions, it just goes straight on. Other IT providers might need a bit more information. Some have sent us a form to fill out or had some email exchanges with us or the user. But so far, everywhere we've had that process, it's been approved. So it's pretty simple, really.
And how many different areas across the country are you currently running it in?
So we're running it in 5 different areas at the minute.
And in terms of cost, I guess there's going to be always those questions. How much would this cost for a practice to take on?
Yeah, so we've tried to keep it as like really fairly cheap because we want to help general practice and we need to cover our costs because obviously this has taken us time to produce and implement. So our costs are... there's an initial installation charge of £295 and then the ongoing yearly licensing fee of 7p per patient per year. And for an average size practice in the UK, that works out as a total cost of less than £1,000. So we think it offers good value for money, given that's just a one-day locum fee.
Well, yeah, I guess you mentioned that, you know, previously those 500 scripts would take you about an hour and a half to 2 hours. So potentially you're looking at making your money back within under 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. We did the maths and it worked out that at 1.5 hours a day time saving, that would be £35,000 a year saved at £90 an hour locum costs. So
awesome. So if people did want to have a look at this product and you know, kind of access and download it, what's the best way for them to contact you?
So at the minute, the way to contact us is through our email, which is info@robodocs.co.uk. We also have a Facebook page, Robodocs Automation, and a website which should be launching next week.
Awesome. And for those that do want to access that, if you want the links to those, I'll pop them down below and you'll be able to access it and have a look at it from there. Thank you for that, Nat. It looks like a really interesting product. I must admit, a little bit alien to me, but definitely massively hits up on that whole prospect of using automation to make life a lot easier, a lot more sensible. We should see what you guys develop next as well. So hopefully there'll be more.
Oh, yeah, we've definitely got things on the way.
Awesome. Thank you for your time. And hopefully everyone else will be able to catch more content. And if you do want to have a look, look right this way. I've got my cameras wrong way around. And there'll be more content there for you to have a look.
Oh, hello there, EGP learner. I'm Dr. Gandalf, and I often get asked, what kind of resources do you have to try and help those using EMIS? Because you tend to do a lot more stuff for System 1. And often I've really struggled to answer that question because, let's be honest, I don't use EMIS on a regular basis. So therefore, trying to help EMIS users is a little bit more difficult for myself. And that really made me feel, well, not great. So I kind of did something to try and help all those EMIS users out there. I went ahead and checked with one of my colleagues, Dr. Mike from GP on the Move, and him and I have created a course that you can use to help you use EMIS so much better. That's right, if you use EMIS, but you want to use it so much better, so much quicker, and in such a way that means you go home sooner, then check out our EMIS for Clinicians course.
It's an online course that takes you through all the tips and tricks that Dr. Mike knows to try and basically mean you can go home quicker. That'd be a cool thing, wouldn't it? And guess what? It's currently on offer. So if you want to take advantage of this introductory offer and get access to it now, look at the links down below and check it out. Additionally, if you're a practice, network, or wide area that wants more opportunity to use it, send me an email, egplearning@gmail.com. Let's see if we can help you out. And as I like to say, tech enhance your primary care and learning. Shall we get back to it? Oh, and if you wanted one for System 1 users, well, you know I've got you covered, haven't I? Check out the Learn System 1 for Clinicians course, bit.ly/tppsone course.